Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
This is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again with the show You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don'ts. And I'm zooming in here with Rosalie Brown. She's down in lovely LA. And I am at our Auburn office today, and it's foggy. It's kind of a trip. Foggy and cold. What is it? 50 degrees right now in Auburn. Weird weather down here. I've spent so much time up in the mountains and up in Grass Valley, Nevada City, where you're above the fog. But I've also spent a bunch of time in Montana on the coast and Pacifica.
And when you're covered in fog.
In the fog. So yeah. It's kind of like, it's weird to me that there's like fog in the valley. You know, it trips me out. It's really, really weird. It was just a coastal thing, but yeah, I'm in the fog and it's cold.
Huh.
How are things there in lovely LA?
Well, so last time we spoke, I think I had the AC on. It was like 89. Yeah. So that was kind of a bummer. I wasn't ready for that. But then we get to colder weekend. We had rain Monday, and now it's going to be a high of like 68 the next couple of days. So
wow,
predicted. So we'll see. Yeah. I mean,
comfortable.
That's it's nice. Kind of like, nice. Yeah, it's perfect. But it's that false spring. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, a moment of summer, and then there's winter, and then there's spring. I think we're going to be in spring for a while. I don't know if I told you this, I'm going of all places. So the beach is like 20 minutes from me, but I'm going all the way to Texas to go to the beach in April. So
it's a very different beach, right? The Gulf is different. A lot different than the Pacific Coast.
Yeah. Flying into Corpus Christi, Texas. So
nice.
I'm imagining a little tiny guy from like Dallas to the coast, like little tiny small winged model airplane is what I'm picturing. They only fly a couple flights in a day. So I feel like I'm going on some very remote
exotic
situation.
Like remote.
This feels weird. So I'm actually going to be getting my sun rays at the beach on the Gulf. And it's kind of weird for me to think about, but I think I'm going at the right time of year where we're not going to be like a bunch of humidity. And because that's the worst, right? Humidity is the worst, you know, because you've been to the Midwest and humidity is just
the South Coasts and
it's tough.
I was just, Tulum. Yeah. It was pretty humid in Tulum, but I've got a guy actually, I was going to fly down to LA next week, but I think I'm going to have one of my technicians do that and go pick up a truck.
I knew
Whittier.
You were going to do that.
Yeah.
I
had all these great ideas about going down there, maybe visiting a shop or two. And then there was a trade show in Palm Springs. I'm like, I can pop over to Palm Springs and go to this trade show. And I'm like, never mind. I'll just stay here.
It's not a bad place to be right now. It's a good time of year. It's a good time of year.
Beautiful time of year. I love it up here. Yeah. Yeah. So it's good. So yeah, so things are good here. So the business is crazy and weather is interesting and we have a good topic to talk about.
But before we get into that, I just want to say we're doing this show. We're recording like March 30th and then this show airs and then the next show. So we're going to skip a very important milestone. So I just want to put this out there a couple days before your birthday. You have a birthday coming up in a couple of days. And I just want to say, yay, because honestly, if not for you, the Wizard of Plumbing, we wouldn't have ABT. So like, yay, happy birthday. Big milestone.
Major middle age. Yay.
Right. Which is, again, it goes back to what we were talking about off camera. You know, you got to take it easy, man. You're not college age anymore. Not college age anymore.
Yeah. So speaking of taking it easy. Yeah. So I went to a birthday party a couple of my wife's friends had. They were both turning 60. And oh my gosh, they know how to party. So rented at a bar, had a DJ. My ears are still ringing because like loud music, you know, really loud music. It was a trip. And then one of her friends has 9 kids. And so she's got kids ranging from like, you know, late 20s to like teenager. And there are like 5 of them there. And the other gal had her 2 kids there and they were just, and then their friends and boyfriends or girlfriends. And oh my goodness, they were fun.
You're trying to keep up with the youngins, but you can't.
Yeah.
Okay. No, as someone who has adult children, you and I both know that it's kind of time to pass the torch. Like you can enjoy, but you cannot keep up because they're living a different life, man. They're not waking up to the same realities that we are. No. Okay.
No, they were dancing hard. They were fun. It was a fun time. Yeah.
But now that you're middle age, it takes 3 days to catch back up.
Yeah, I think it does. Hours, man. It took a long time to
get
there.
You can't get back. Yeah, no, that's my disclaimer for this week's show really like tanks. It's because you're still recovering from a party weekend. So that's my disclaimer. Very last clever Friday. Segue. Yeah,
exactly. Well, that kind of segues into this. Well, fortunately, no, I wasn't utilizing this, but for that reason. But spring cleaning and spring projects, good time of year to start working on the bathroom. We've hit a lot of these topics before, but some of them are new and a lot of them are just kind of good to go over because these are some pretty easy DIY stuff, or if you get in over your head, you can get somebody out there to help you with them. But the bathroom is, you know, bathrooms and kitchens are where you're going to see the best return for your buck in terms of remodeling dollars. The other thing is, if you fix up your bathroom, I noticed this on our last, we stayed over down in the Bay Area and both my wife and I missed our new bathroom. So that was kind of interesting because we have a really nice bathroom now and it made us want to go home, you know, so. Huh. And nest. So it's kind of nice when you fix up your bathroom and make it a little spa like and can enjoy it. But here's some easy ways to do that
budget
don't cost
friendly.
You as much money. That as much money as we spent on our remodel, but you can still do some stuff and make it feel a lot nicer. One of the easiest things to do is remove and thoroughly clean any window screens so your bathroom can welcome in fresh, clean breeze. And I can't tell you how often I've seen window screens that are, you know, people leave the window a crack open and it's just like lint stuck to that one little space right on the window screen. And they pop out pretty easy and just hose it off and reinstall it. Take you 5 minutes and clean the window. It does make a big difference. And it reminds me, because my wife's been on me like, we really need to clean the windows. Yeah. Okay. I'm on that. That's kind of my job. The outside is my job. Second, relatively easy one. I say that with a caveat because this toilet, it's replacing your toilet, and toilets can be one of those, ironically, one of the simplest things to work on, yet one of the most difficult things to work on. We've had a lot of callbacks because of different products inside of the toilets not working with other products, and also replacing a toilet. It is relatively easy as long as everything is there and installed correctly to begin with, and isn't so old and broken that you've got to rebuild stuff. But replacing an old toilet with a new one, pretty easy project. And we've talked about this before. You know, if you've got a toilet that's really old. I mean, it says here, replace the old water hogging toilet, but we really haven't been installing water hogging toilets for, I think, 30 years now. So if you've got a toilet that's still a water hog, that thing's vintage, that thing's old, you're not driving a 30-year-old car, I imagine. Or if you do, it's sitting in the garage and it's a weekend driver. You're relying on this on a daily basis. So replace that with a new toilet. The other thing is, and some people will hold on to if they do have one because it has so much water and it really flushes well, right? And low flow toilets got a bad rap when they first came out because they were just designed, they just learned, had to design them to keep up with the 1.6 gallons per flush. So it took a little while for the engineers to figure out a way to make it work properly. Now we've got toilets that will flush with a gallon of water, and they're doing way better than even the ones that I was installing 30, even 20 years ago. The engineering has gotten so much better. So even if you've got a toilet that is a 1.6, but it clogs up every once in a while, go out and buy a new toilet and you can get some nice looking toilets. And then I say that, a nice looking toilet, how nice. but you can, there's some with some decorative styling and can really change the room. The other thing that you can do with a toilet is, you can put one that's a little higher So it's like ADA height. So it's a little easier to get off of, which is nice as we get older. We've got one of each in our house because I installed one in the master bathroom, but my wife's only 5'2". So she didn't like the higher toilet because her feet were dangling kind of thing. So I put a regular toilet size toilet in one in the master and the taller one in the guest. But you can do that. You can have the higher toilet, which makes it a little, you know, as we age, it makes it easier to get up off the toilet. But if you're short, they're not always the best thing.
So you know what's funny? I just want to talk about, so I want to say, trying to think how old I am and when this would have happened. So I believe my dad built the house that we, that I grew up in. I think he built that house in like 1969, 1970, I want to say. So it was around before I came into the world. But my folks had this really nice, you know, my dad was a custom home builder and just did a bang up job. I mean, it was a beautiful house. And my parents had this beautiful master bath, and in the toilet that my dad chose, or my mom, whoever, it had a bidet already built into it, which, you don't really see, I don't think, much. I remember even as a kid, like going to other people's houses and being like, oh, they have a normal toilet, because my parents had this like bidet built into their toilet. And I just remember,
but was it in the toilet itself, or was it off a separate fixture?
I feel like it was,
because during that time we were putting in separate fixtures for bidets. It was kind of a rage for a while.
You know, you might be right. It might have been a separate fixture. I just remember thinking that every bathroom I was going to go into outside of my house was going to have this bidet,
They were big for high end homes back in the day. But now we do have bidet toilet seats that you can install, There's a couple. Kohler makes a really nice one. Toto makes a really nice one. The Japanese are kind of fanatical about their bathrooms. So like Toto's has heated seat, remote control, wireless remote control, a fan, a filtered fan, heated water, and a wand that comes out and goes back that shoots the water. So it's all, you know, very
okay, high-tech. Can I just say this though? I know I brought
it's
it up.
Crazy.
But yeah. I know I brought it up, right? Because it's like, just like, that's a throwback, right? Like you just don't see it that much anymore. But honestly, if I had a lot of money, the amount of time I spend in the bathroom or want to spend in the bathroom is so perhaps different than my ancestors. I don't want a bunch of like fancy technology in the bathroom. I feel like the bathroom is like, you know what you're there to do. You know how to do it.
Get in, do your business, get out.
Get it done and get out and like enjoy the rest of your house. So for me, I probably wouldn't be spending a lot of high end money in the especially on a toilet, because it's got like one function. But even if I had a bidet, I don't think I would be in my bathroom that much longer. But it's interesting how people really, what you said a little bit earlier though, like, look, if you, there are people that are going to invest the money in the bathroom and those little extra things, because look, it's your house, you're home a lot, you want to really enjoy it. Yeah. I just personally wouldn't pour my money into that, you know, a toilet that knows what to do. I feel like a normal toilet knows what it does. It doesn't need a personality, but it is fascinating, right? How people spend their money. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know that my parents
are a big thing.
I don't know that my parents needed a bidet, but they had one, and it was kind of, I think, my dad's way of being fancy. Yeah. My dad was like, I'm fancy. My house is fancy. I got a fancy toilet, you know? So we had fancy, but I've lived most of my life without fancy. When it comes to bathrooms, you get used
to it. The United States does not have a bidet. You don't see them very often in the United States.
Sorry, I don't know what's got me Europe off on and, that tangent. Yeah,
but there, definitely see, well, we're talking about toilets. So a toilet is an easy, relatively easy thing to upgrade and install, and there's different options for you. And you can get a bidet toilet seat. You do need power for them. So that's one other thing. Like on our remodel, I put outlets behind the toilets just in case we ever do decide to do that. We don't have them installed.
I knew you weren't that fancy. I knew you were fancy, but you weren't that fancy.
We haven't gone there yet. Project number three on this list is brightening up the bathroom with new light fixtures. And again, you know, lighting is, you're dealing with electricity. So again, this is for entertainment value. You can replace a lighting fixture, light fixture. It is relatively easy, but please, if you do decide to do it, make sure you know what you're doing, because you're dealing with electricity. We just had our safety meeting about electricity, and I've known people that have died from electrocution. And so it's one of those things you want to, you know, be aware of, because you don't want to be touching wires and get a shock. And we've joked about that. Our fathers didn't really think much of us getting, it was kind of fun for them to watch us getting shocked.
Didn't believe in OSHA, didn't believe in child abuse laws, didn't believe in child labor laws. So it's a different time now. Yeah.
It's different times. It's not the 70s anymore. So if you do want to do that, that is a relatively easy way to change the look of the bathroom. It's just changing the light fixture, or changing the light fixture, or even changing the mirror at the same time. Some really easy things. Oh, speaking of the mirror, building a frame around the mirror is a really big thing right now too. So if you've got one of those frameless, just panes of glass mirrored on the wall, getting some nice wood trim and putting it around it can really completely change the look of the bathroom. And then you're talking about a couple hours worth of work and some paint. And it kind of brings it up to date, because the sheet of glass mirrors are really kind of not something we install very much anymore. Another number of project that's easy, and then I've done this multiple times, is stop stuffing stuff in the back of the drawers. So one of the things that happens in a bathroom is we tend to store a lot of stuff in the vanity and any kind of cabinets inside of there. Pull all that stuff out, figure out what's in there, go through the stuff. If you got old stuff, get rid of it. You're going to save, you're going to gain so much more square footage for putting stuff away. It's amazing, you know, what a project like that, how much more storage you can get, because you'll probably have stuff. I know when we do it with, you know, you find stuff that's been sitting there for 3 to 5 years and you're never going to use it. If you haven't used it in the last 2 years, you're probably not going to use it tomorrow. So get rid of it, get yourself some more space. You can even put in shelves to get a little more space in those cabinets. But if you're putting it underneath the sink, be careful, because if you put a shelf underneath the drain and you need to work on the drain, it could be in the way and it could be expensive and difficult to remove it to actually work on stuff. So make sure it's not blocking any of the plumbing. We've talked about this before too, but this is like near and dear to my heart, because toss out that worn out moldy shower curtain and curtain liner. And also while you're at it, new towels and a rug. You know, those things are pretty inexpensive. One of our rentals, we had two guys living in it, two 20-year-old dudes. And oh my God, the shower curtain was orange. The mold was orange and the corners of the shower were orange mold. So yeah, we ripped everything out, sprayed it all down with bleach, completely cleaned it up, replaced it all. But yeah, get rid of it. Just if it's got any mold on it, get rid of it. They're cheap. $12, you get a new shower liner.
Painting. Your shower liner you can get for like $2. It's the shower curtain that costs more. Like, I have spare shower curtain liners because I just pick them up when I go to the store. So like, hey, if things get weird, it takes a minute.
If they get gross, just replace
small
it.
Investment.
It's inexpensive.
Small investment.
Yeah. And it's going to make you enjoy your bathroom that much more because it's not nasty. And it's like we talked about before, about like the nose blind, or you start not noticing it. But hopefully with this show, it'll make you notice these things, so you take care of it. So when that friend does come over and happens to use your master bathroom, they're not grossed out.
Because people notice stuff like that, and then your friends talk.
Yeah. We notice a lot more in other people's homes than we do in our own homes, let's be honest. Get colorful in the bathroom. Repaint your bathroom. Using mildew resistant paint like PermaWhite. Those are you can completely change the look of a bathroom by putting new paint. And you're talking about a small space. So really, theoretically, I know like I used to paint, so it doesn't take me very long, but you could have a bathroom painted in a day, in an afternoon almost, because there's not a lot of square footage in there. So that's a really good way of updating your bathroom, painting the walls.
Can I ask
and
you
even
a question?
Painting the vanity you can completely change. Yes.
Let me ask you a question real quick. So you said mildew resistant paint. So is there actually a product on the market that is known as mildew resistant paint, or is that?
Yeah, they use this PermaWhite from Zinsser, Z-I-N-S-S-E-R is one of the manufacturers, but there's more than one manufacturer of mildew resistant paint. Okay. And it's just an additive they put into the paint. You can even buy the additive to put it into the paint.
Okay.
So it's not going to stop mold, but it will help resist it. I mean, if you've got a really wet, damp environment It can overrun the stuff that's kind of wiping the mold spores out, but for the most part, it'll keep it a lot cleaner. So, and just painting, man, it just changes. I mean, obviously we all know when you just put a coat of paint on it, it completely changes a room. And in a bathroom, you're talking about such a small space, it's really easy to paint. It's hard to paint a vanity because, you know, you're dealing with hardware and stuff like that, the hinges and the handles and things like that, and drawers and doors. But that also can really change the look of a bathroom. And while we're on, oh no, this is a good one. I was going to move on to the next one, but no, I like this one. You know, the fan inside the bathroom, those things are pulling air out of the bathroom and exhausting it to the outside, right? Because it's, we affectionately call them fart fans because that's what they're doing, but they also get rid of mildew and stuff. They get rid of water vapor. But they get nasty. I mean, if you got a fan that's been installed for 20 years, chances are it's really dirty inside there. So turn the switch off, pull the plate off of it, look inside there. A lot of times the fan itself will just be plugged inside the housing. There's an outlet, unplug it, and then clean all the surfaces off. It'll take you maybe an hour with a ladder, but it'll really help the longevity of it. Plus it's just not nasty and you don't have like little bits of lint dropping on you when you're in the bathroom, because it will accumulate so much that it will look like a bathroom mat. I've seen them just caked with dust, you know.
It kind of reminds me of you know, your ceiling fans. No one ever looks up, right? But if you have pets and you run your AC, don't forget to look up, because every time I look up, no matter how often I clean the ceiling fan, I'm like, you know, it's just constantly grabbing stuff and I'm thinking, oh man. So your bathroom fan is like that, but times, I would say, a lot more, you know,
like a lot more. 10. And it's behind, you know, it's behind that white cover, so you don't necessarily see it.
Yeah.
But you will notice a difference when you clean it up.
Yeah.
And it looks like we got time for a couple more. So I'm going to go with changing the hardware on in your bathroom. This is huge. I mean, if you've got, you know, talking of building houses in the 70s, if you've got the old oak towel racks and oak and brass and stuff like that from the 70s and 80s, time to renew. Those have never came back. Those were good for a very finite amount of time. Some things come back, those never came back. So changing the hardware, it's really relatively inexpensive. A couple $100, you can change all the hardware in your bathroom. Towel hooks, towel bars, handles on the vanity, hinges on the vanity, change them all to one metal type, you know, one look. So like if you've got chrome, go all chrome. If you've got oil rub bronze, go all oil rub bronze. And you can find some nice stuff. You can find some really nice stuff at local hardware stores, online, at the plumbing supply houses. And it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. And it's something that definitely a DIY, and it will change the look of your bathroom.
And you know where else you can find some good stuff is at the ReStore. If your community has a ReStore, which Nevada County I know for sure does, and I'm pretty sure Foster County does as well, the ReStore has got some really cool stuff. You just never know what you're going to find.
You can find some gems. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's more of a shopping trip because, you luck out, because most of the stuff is of that vintage, the 70s and 60s, but you can find some good stuff as well. Wow. Okay. That makes our show. So.
Whew. Okay, so if you have any plumbing, electrical, HVAC needs.
All of a sudden, like deer in the headlights. Okay,
time. You can call ABT Plumbing, Electric, Heat, and Air at 530-230-9092, 530-230-9092. Also visit us online. You can at easyasabt.com. Find us on Facebook, and we post some cool stuff there. And I think that's kind of all the cool places to find us.
Yeah, like the last tip on how to find a wood stud behind the wall. I mean, that's huge. So yeah, we got some really good tips there. So check us out on Facebook. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.